الله الرحمن الرحيم In the month of Ramadan, two things are wanted for all times. One is sabr and shukr. The greatest ibadat in the month of Ramadan is the recitation of Quran. Any amount of Quran that you read is beautiful. The ladies, mashallah, they have the enthusiasm, the zeal to love the Quran, and we must allow them to read the Quran. The whole year they look after us, now we must give them the opportunity to make extra ibadat. We ourselves also pay attention to making a lot of ibadat because we do not know whether it's another Ramadan. In front of our eyes, so many people who waited for Ramadan did not get Ramadan. We are fortunate Allah has given us the opportunity to make some ibadat in the month of Ramadan and also benefit in the month of Ramadan. One of the biggest sins that is caused in the month of Ramadan is the eyes. When the man got a habit of committing a sin throughout the year, it becomes most difficult in the month of Ramadan to keep away from it. Because a habit is something you cannot change. You shift a mountain, you cannot shift a habit. The man would have a habit of looking at women all the time. The man would have a habit of looking at the cell phone, at the wrong things all the time. You do not expect in the month of Ramadan to leave it. It cannot be left out. But if a person makes it, you are trying his level best to keep away from it. Allah Ta'ala is there to help you. So do not lose the month of Ramadan by just performing namaz. You're reading Quran Sharif, but committing all kinds of sins. Many people, they may have not read the Quran so much, but they kept away from all kinds of sins. To try to control our eyes, and Allah has been so kind to us that He has changed all the rebellious in our beings. He made it so easy for us so that we cannot say, we cannot make any kind of excuses that this happened and that happened. All our nafs now. Their nafs is something which is most dangerous. Do not blame shaitan for your wrongdoings. Shaitan, also someone else, trouble shaitan and that was his nafs. We, our biggest shaitan is our nafs. Our nafs tell us to do something, we were willing to do it. Mahazad gave us a very good example. وَأَمَّا مَنْ قَابَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ مِنْهَوَى If a person has this one quality in him at all times, I'm going to face Allah on the day of Qiyamah. If every moment a person has this in mind, وَأَمَّا مَنْ قَابَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ That I'm going to have the fear must come into you that I'm going to face Allah. Maqam وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ مِنْهَوَى Then that person will go against his nafs to commit sin. The moment you want to see something wrong, he must have this, I'm going to face Allah on the day of Qiyamah. The moment you want to see that, he will leave it out immediately. But the fear is there, with Allah Ta'ala. Then he gave us an incident of a woman. She saw a bad man walking past, and it so happened that he was very handsome and she wanted to commit wrong with him. And somehow, she invited him, and she told him this much, that, you know, there's a sick person in the house, why didn't you come and see the sick person? However, he went inside with intention. There's a sick person in the house. When he goes in there, she says, I'm the sick person. And just imagine at that time, and she was a very beautiful person too. And she said, I'm the sick person, I want you to fulfill my desires. Now, just imagine at that time how that person, he did not realize what to do, how to get out of this mess. And it so happened that he realized that only thing this mother let me do something of that kind, which may not be good, but that will take me out of this big mess. And he told her, listen, I just want to leave my time in the toilet. And thereafter, whatever you want to do, you can do to me. And however he went in there, and you know, he took a muck and put in his body. Now when a person is full of that kind of muck, you want to look at that person. And he came out with that muck and she looked at him and said, get out of this place, you're a bad, mad man. But he was prepared when he went out there. He said, Alhamdulillah, I went to the water, to the ocean, and washed myself. But I saved myself from committing a guna that will not wash the, which several oceans will not wash my sins out. So in other words, that's one sin he tried to protect himself by committing that kind of act. Wanan nafs from the hawa, even against his nafs. You and I must realize that our nafs will tell us to read, see the cell phone. In the month of Ramadan, people are supposed to read the Quran. In the month of Ramadan, she is supposed to ask for forgiveness. This month of forgiveness, this is the month of Rahmat. The first 10 days of the month of Rahmat, Allah's Rahmat. Who allowed you to keep fast? Who gave the strength to keep the fast? Who gave the strength to come to the masjid? So many people never came to the masjid in the month of Ramadan, they come to the masjid. The Rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. The first 10 days of Rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. How quickly is going in? How quickly is the fast are going? Before you can count, it's going. Side by side, look at it, that much has got the strength, where you got the strength to. You never should keep the whole day, you are eating the whole year. In a month of Ramadan, the first day, how you have the strength to keep with all kind of foods? How you have the strength of keeping your controlling your temper? You're controlling your eyes. It's only the Rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. You have to thank Allah Ta'ala that this month of Ramadan is actually to discipline you, to exercise you. You have eaten the whole year. Don't waste your time eating, my friends. Eating will always eat. You'll always eat. Now eat, make your soul to eat. The soul has to eat. When a person passes away, his whole body is finished. The only thing that he made is his soul. And his soul came from Jannah, you know. And Allah Ta'ala brought in this world for you to feed it all the time. So the Buzugane deen, they have the opportunity of feeding the soul. We in a month of Ramadan, we're supposed to feed our soul as much as possible. As much as possible. Read a lot of Quran, so make istighfar. Keep our tongue quiet. Close our tongue. Do not talk of backbiting of anyone. You look at anyone committing sin to him and say, oh Allah, he's weak. Let him keep away from sins. You know, we when we see someone committing a sin, we look at him with a bad eye. But we should think to us that, ya Allah, you save me, save him also. A Muslim, the great people, they only have this one at heart. When they see anyone doing something wrong to them, they say, ya Allah, this person does not know about it. He knows he will not do those things. You know, there was a great saying, when you see a person with the pants below the ankle, you see, he does not know about it. Had he known, he will not do those things. So what we have to do is to bring good qualities into us. The bad qualities will come out of us. Everything good must have in us. Everyone think good of everyone. Allah will not question white or bad, good of a person. Allah Ta'ala question white is better. So we have this quality, and then the month of Ramadan is an opportunity to bring that quality into us and make dua to Allah Ta'ala that how nice this month of Ramadan is going. Sickness comes to everyone, right? Sickness comes to everyone. Sickness is also a blessing. Remember, sickness is also a blessing. Man wants to do all kind of things. One person staying next to the Baytullah. He did not go for so many months, he did not go. And he's doing namaz in the house. He went to see his buzruk and told him, I said, I'm crying, I don't know why I did not go to sit read namaz in the Baytullah. He says, this person is an abid, not an arif. Abid is a person who is not making ibadah. The arif is a person who recognized Allah. He says, Ma Allah wanted you. If he knew he was an arif, he think Ma Allah wanted him to read namaz in the house. That namaz is more significant than reading ibadah in the Kabatullah. So likewise, sickness, everyone going to get sick. Through sickness, your gunah is forgiven to. So many things a person does not know to. He may not even read so much ibadah in month of Ramadan with sickness, but through the sickness, his sins have been forgiven. So many, even race was taken, that they can suffer also. So may dua to Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala must give the barakat of Ramadan, give the izzat of Ramadan, the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala give the month of Ramadan. Whatever dua Nabi comes from making this month of Ramadan, Allah must give us the sins of dua for us too. And let us be that make this intention that we must not only become pious in month of Ramadan, be kept away from sins, Allah help us to keep away from sins. If Allah does not have special attention to us, we will commit all kinds of sins. Only Allah is protecting us. So remember, after Ramadan, we must have this intention to become a better person. Many people think that they commit so all kinds of sins and before Ramadan, and they say, in Ramadan, we'll keep away from all sins and go back to sins. That must not have in our hearts. Always have that. And remember, be kind to everyone. The worst sin in the month of Ramadan is anger. Anger has killed people, it's broken people's hearts. We read so much of Quran, we do everything, but because of anger, we hurt someone. Remember, do not hurt a person. Who, no matter who that person is, do not hurt him. When he looks at you with a bad eye, you don't look at a bad eye, look at a good eye. And at home also be kind to everyone. Go and kind to your children too. Be very kind to everyone. That quality must come into us. You know, in the month of Ramadan, especially at the iftar time, you know what happens to the husband? When he comes for namaz, he just has his iftar in the mosque a little bit, enjoys a little bit, khajur and all. When he goes inside the house, bichari, she is busy with the reading namaz or something. At that time, what are you supposed to do? You also take Quran and read. Instead of that, you're waiting on the table there, waiting for the bombarder. Bichari, what happened? She made all the things ready for you. All the things ready for you. And the moment she comes there, instead of making bismillah to make her eat, she makes you eat, but she only thinks she's eating 3 years. Is that what it's supposed to be? If that's supposed to be, then that's not fasting. Fasting is to keep everyone's heart and have a lot of sabr. May dua Allah ta'ala wa make a tawfiq, make amal on this. Wa huddah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, wa la'aqibu, wa salatu wa sallam. صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وارض عنا ودخلنا الجنة ونجنا من النار اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من السخط والنار اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمنا واشفنا يوم القيامة بحرمة القرآن وحرمة النبي آخر الزمان وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد ورحمته.